English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hi, this is Jennifer Yu with English with you.
안녕하세요, English with you의 Jennifer Yu입니다.
오늘 배울 영어 표현은 to slip one's mind. Slip one's mind입니다.
Let's find out what today's expression means. But first, let's listen to a conversation I had with Jason. Listen carefully.
Hey, did you pick up a bottle of wine for Dylan's housewarming party?
Oops, I forgot. I meant to go right after work today, but it totally slipped my mind. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'll grab one on the way. See you in a little bit.
본문에서 제이슨이 제게 Hey, did you pick up a glass of wine for Dylan's housewarming party? Dylan 집들이 때 가져갈 포도주 사왔니? 라고 묻자 제가 Oops, I forgot. I meant to go right after work, but it totally slipped my mind. I'm so sorry. 아이고, 어떡하지? 일 끝나고 바로 사려 했는데 깜빡 잊어버렸어. 미안해. 라고 했습니다. 이어 제이슨이 It's okay. 괜찮아. I'll grab one on the way. 내가 가는 길에 사갈게. See you in a little bit. 좀 이따가 보자. 라고 하더라고요. 네, 오늘의 표현 to slip one's mind. 잘 알아두시고요. 그럼 다시 한번 대화를 들어보시죠.
Hey, did you pick up a bottle of wine for Dylan's housewarming party?
Oops, I forgot. I meant to go right after work today. But it totally slipped my mind. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'll grab one on the way. See you in a little bit.
Today's expression is slip. S-L-I-P. Slip. One's. O-N-E apostrophe S. One's. Mind. M-I-N-D. Mind. Slip. One's. Mind. If something has slipped one's mind, it means that it has been forgotten or overlooked. It basically means that you accidentally forgot something you were supposed to remember. To slip one's mind,
말 그대로 하면 정신에서 쑥 빠져나가다 라는 뜻이죠. 즉, 기억해야 할 걸 새까맣게 잊어버리다, 깜빡 잊다 라는 의미입니다. 살다 보면 정신없을 정도로 바쁠 때가 있죠? 특히 일에 치일 때는 꼭 해야 할 것도 잊어버리게 됩니다. 이렇게 반드시 챙겨야 할 걸 깜빡하는 경우에 쓸 수 있는 표현이 바로 slip one's mind. slip one's mind입니다. 오늘 본문에서 제이슨이 제게 포도주를 사오라고 했는데 제가 깜빡 잊어버렸다고 했죠.
Oops, I forgot. I meant to go right after work, but it totally slipped my mind. I'm so sorry.
라고 말이죠. 바로 이런 상황에서 쓸 수 있는 표현이라는 말씀입니다. 이제 예를 들어볼까요?
I was supposed to go to the dentist today, but it slipped my mind.
라고 하면 글쎄, 오늘 치과에 가야 했는데 깜빡 잊어버렸지 뭐야. 라는 뜻이 됩니다. 네, 이제 to slip one's mind가 무슨 뜻인지 아시겠죠?
Then we'll listen to the conversation for the last time.
Hey, did you pick up a bottle of wine for Dylan's housewarming party?
Oops, I forgot. I meant to go right after work today, but it totally slipped my mind. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'll grab one on the way. See you in a little bit.
Let's review. If something has slipped one's mind, it means that it has been forgotten or overlooked. Slip one's mind. Slip one's mind. Slip one's mind. Now try using this expression on your own.
그럼 다음 시간에 다시 뵙겠습니다.
지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer입니다. Until next time, bye-bye!